I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Fire!
Yeah.
Oof. Fire!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Braggadocious. Oh my gosh. So last night, we were, we had just put in a full box of Pop Ice into the freezer a couple days ago. So all of the popsicles were frozen. Well, that's one of Anthony's popsicles. That's one impossible.
I'm a popsicle.
It's one of Anthony's all time, hands down. It's his favorite thing. Like when
just his the family. Otter Pops?
Yeah, basically Otter Pops, Popeyes, all those things. Well, he, back when he, his mom was working because his parents were divorced early and he and his sister were at their grandparents a lot while their mom was working. And so when money was low, they didn't have a lot of money. He would be hungry. Just, this is a while ago, and he would eat a lot of popsicles because they were cheap, and he would just eat popsicle after popsicle. So anyway, now it's an enjoying thing. It's not anything
sad. It would just deliver sugar directly to his blood.
Hey, whatever it takes
to make you feel. Hey, you know what I don't know why you're not doing them? What you could do is, just like all those, honey sticks.
I love honey sticks.
You could do, like, you could either do, like, what's the word I'm looking at? Artisan popsicles in biodegradable hemp plastic.
Oh, Jason,
or
yes.
Or you could sell a popsicle making kit that's just like, several beakers, like long glass beakers.
Ooh, that's
and then,
neat.
You know, your own flavors and instructions on how to make and mix like starter flavors, and then you can literally just mix your own popsicles with like whatever sweeteners and flavors and sugars you want and put them in glass tubes and reuse the tubes rather than throw away a bunch of plastic all the time.
That sounds great. It sounds impossible.
Impopsicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aww.
That is impopsicle.
It is impopsicle.
Mission impopsicle.
Oh, that's what we call it.
What?
That's what we'd call it, that business.
Oh, okay, the phone, the stupid Skype, is it just a big old mass of turds trying to make its way through a colon right now? Ow! I hurt myself.
Okay. Ouch!
Hi! I'm alarmed!
I've been reminded that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, Anthony gets out three at a time. He got out three Otter Pops or Pop Ices or whatever, and they're all connected. And he cuts the tops off, and he's eating three at a time. And Everett goes, "Dad, you're going to eat all of them. We're not going to have any." And he's like, "That's the point." And so, because the kids had to go to bed, and they wanted a popsicle. We're like, "No." So anyway, he eats three. The kids are in. Wyatt, the babies are already in bed upstairs. Wyatt and Everett are going to bed, but they're not asleep yet. So Anthony goes and gets three more. And then he busts into the room, and he goes, "Reload." and then he leaves. And then he does it one more time, but he gets me three as well. And so their room is within shouting distance of the living room where I'm sitting. He goes back in again and goes, "Reload." And I go, "Reload." And they're like, "Dad." It was so funny. Like, "You're going to eat all of them."
And then we're not going to buy any more.
Yeah, and then they wept. It was just awesome.
That is awesome.
It was
mentally
so
abusing your kids.
Yeah, you can't have any, but we can.
There's no laws against hitting your emotions.
They bruise easily.
Those scars are deeper.
My issues are anemic. My emotions.
Yeah, bro.
They bruise easily. Anyway. So that was a fun story. Also, randomly, okay, so the other day, what are you doing, Everett Ryan? Thank you. Oh, the cat wanted in. Anyway, so we were out at our friend's house, slip and sliding. They made a makeshift slip and slide with Dawn, dish soap, water, and some tarps and some hay bales. It was pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
And we're out there.
The hay bales, in this instance, make you look more professional.
Obviously.
In many, in a few instances, like street slaloms, homemade slip and slides, and tractor pulls, or hay rides. straw.
Well, it just, you know what it does? It just jazzes things up.
Well, it's just a lot of other places, like on a farm. I guess when they're on the farm, that's just, it's the farm that makes them look so quaint. Now, come to think of it, hay bales anywhere else apparently seem to look high tech.
High tech.
Okay, so I'm just impressed that they collected some hay bales, but I guess I shouldn't be so because we're in fucking farmland. But that's awesome.
Farmland, USA.
I could probably get some hay bales. You want some hay bales? I can get you some hay bales.
I can get you some. Yeah, around here there's a plethora,
Okay.
So anyway, Wyatt, several times he always ends up wearing underwear underneath his swim trunks.
That's weird.
And I'm like, what? He doesn't think about it. I'm like, Wyatt. And he's like, well, I haven't done it in like a really long time. I'm like, well, you did it today. He's like, oh. I'm like, you're the oldest you've ever been. And yet still, you're almost 14 years old. Anyway, so, and I go, yeah, you need to go commando. And Grady runs by. He goes, yeah, girls go assassin. I'm like, what? That's the word that Grady made up for, like, when boys go commando and they're not wearing underwear. He said, when girls don't wear underwear, it's called assassin. I'm like, I don't know why that makes sense, but it made sense to me.
And then, like, what's the opposite? What's the feminine version of free balling?
Free labiaing?
Air Jordan.
I don't get it.
Neither do I, but...
All right, as long as we both don't get it.
I don't think that that's an important component of this process that we understand.
It never has been.
It's overrated. it's really a bad divining rod so far as ideas.
Yeah,
understandability? Pshaw. For the birds.
Honestly, for them.
For the birds. Just like the shattered corpses from the stratosphere, those are also for the birds.
For the birds.
Yeah, it's like a tower of silence mixed with the every parking lot and space, the stratosphere. So, you know, it's like it's just a mixture of all those sciences into one.
Yeah, that's what we talk about here. Facts and science.
I mean, hey, if you luck out, maybe you'll be attacked by an eagle or something.
An eagle.
And, what if one of those douchebags were floating up into the air with their balloons and then, like, something did, like, pop a balloon or two, or, like, and a bird came along and taloned their balloons, and then they floated back down and they got, like, a second chance, and they were like, I better watch myself. I have a second chance here. I'm on the line. I'm on the bubble. I'm on the balloon.
I'm on the bubbaloon.
Yeah, the bubbaloon. Bubbaloon.
Bubbaloon.
I really think mixed with like karma scores and Google glasses, Googles,
yeah.
And these balloons, these boobles, that we'll call these boobles and they'll be a Google product. The Google boobles is that everyone is forcefully enrolled in Google boobles, and boobles, if you're too much boobles. Of a douche... Then you booble your way up to the atmosphere and you doodle.
Well, boobles actually sound like when girls, before they get their real boobs.
Free the boobles.
Little, yeah, they're just little boobles.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true.
Because if you add like a ools to anything else, you know.
Yeah. It changes the word. I agree.
That's okay. Yep, that's exactly my point. Oh, speaking of words.
Literally different.
Okay, why is the word mature and then you have the word nature? Isn't it mature or mature? The English language is so profoundly... I mean, we've talked about it before, but it just bears repeating. It's just...
It bears and foxes and lions and tigers and bears repeating. Yeah, but it floors and faunas repeating. Yeah,
so English, I don't get that.
English don't make no sense.
Ain't don't make no sense. I gotta ask you a question.
Yeah, that's. I mean, all fine examples of
all fine.
Why you should all be ashamed?
All fine and well and dandy.
Yeah, no, I. Shakespeare probably doesn't want as much credit as we give him.
He's at like, a certain point, no, honestly.
At a certain point, when does Shakespeare take his name off of this work? When like, for a while, we were using a lot of his very useful words, but now we've just contorted all of them into meaninglessness. We're like, I don't know if he invented literally, but, man, we fucked that one all up. Jesus.
Literally.
I mean, I think now you've got actually, you can probably defer to that. But then at a certain point, that's going to be used more ironically than literally, literally. And then
literally.
And then it's and then that's going to turn into a metaphorical usage. Like, I actually vomited all over the president. But then it's like, really, you just, I don't know, ate a salad and it upset your stomach.
I'm just a little bit of a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Drama queens.
None of these people know how to use words or actions or beliefs.
That would make too much sense.
I don't think any of you are using them right. I'm taking them away. They'll be in the top drawer that you can't reach, and it's locked, so don't even try. And you can have them back at the end of class, at the end of life.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh. Yeah, when you're on your way out, here you go. And then your faculties have left you, and your beliefs.
Oh yeah, they have.
And
all the faculties have gone.
Are all useless. It's like, oh yeah, well that's the way the cookie crumbles, and you can't have it.
So go somewhere else now. Yeah,
go somewhere else in your wheelchair.
Obviously. Okay. In your wheelchair.
Wheel yourself on out of here, Sparky.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's not very nice.
No, it wasn't, but you know. Harsh, no. but true. That's nature for you.
That's true. Did you hear that the final report is that Prince died of an overdose of opiates?
Prince is dead?
Stop. Anyway, they said it was fentanyl. Fentanyl? Spoiler alert.
Opiates?
Daisy Fuentesis?
He died of opiates?
Opioids? Yeah, whatever. What,
that's all they found in the system?
I don't know. But they said that that's what he overdosed on it. But they said there's actually, like, I guess now there's a national surge of fentanyl use because I guess it's like, can be overused and it's like 10 times stronger
What's
than heroin
fentanyl?
Or something.
Oh, it's 10 times stronger than heroin?
Yeah, something like that. Is that bad? I heard that's bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's possible that Prince was a drug addict, but he looked...
Yeah, it says fentanyl is hundreds of times. That's different. More potent than heroin, and it's hitting New England hard. Epidemic in Massachusetts. See, I knew there was something up with those Massachusetts.
New England harder than punk. This is a new punk.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
So hot.
I heard
so
about
hot.
a legendary punk dude giving away his entire collection of, or no, burning his entire collection of punk memorabilia after the Queen endorsed punk as like a part of their culture. And then this old punk guy was like, "That's not punk. This is punk. Watch me burn hundreds of thousands of pounds." And well, I mean, it's pounds like. Monetarily, yay. Not like weight wise. We use kilograms over here, right? Okay, then there's no mistaking.
All
right,
it's all we've got then.
Hundreds of thousands of pounds of Miller memorabilia. Obviously, I'm drinking the antique whiskey. That's the most punk thing. Whatever was being said previously.
Heck if we know.
Well.
Oh my gosh, I was going to ask you as soon as I saw it. I'm glad I thought of it here on Sibcast. It's more fun here. Did you see how people can now, you can buy a silicone tongue that you put in your mouth and you can lick your cat with it?
Oh. Yeah. This is another one of those things. This is like Donald Trump. This is an IQ
test. Why didn't I think of that? No, yeah.
This is an IQ test.
I know.
Basically, like, the world gives us these, and it's like, I think that all the Donald Trump supporters, we don't need to round up necessarily, but just put a little yucky face on their driver's licenses, you
a
know?
Mr. Yuck sticker, yeah.
Yeah. Little Mr. Yuck on everyone's driver's license. That means
yeah,
they can't
a miniature
vote.
One.
And that your opinion, like if it gets to a point where, you're in an argument and you're like, "No, I disagree. I disagree. No, I think that you're wrong." It's like, "Get your driver's license." And they're like, "No." It's like, "No, get it out. I don't want it. It's like, go. Pull out your driver's license. And you both get them out, and theirs has a Mr. Yuck, and yours doesn't. It's like, well, there you go.
There I'm you right. go. Yep.
Because you're an idiot, because you supported Trump, because that's an IQ test. What was the one that you said that was an IQ test?
Wait, so,
huh?
Of me? Oh, yeah, the silicone tongue licking cats. You can lick thanks. Your own cat.
Derailed myself. Yeah, I saw that, because Mom shared it. And I'm like, I really don't think... I think that if cats had tongues on their hands, they would pet each other too, but they don't. So that's why they use their tongues.
Well, some of them groom each other. Oh, exactly. You mean, yeah, okay.
Get
yeah, I
out
see what you're
a
saying.
Brush.
You have like, hands now.
Like we have hands. We can hold brushes. Cats don't have hands. If they had hands and they could hold a brush, like it would be adorable if I saw like a cat holding a brush with two hands with its soup like between its paws and like brushing another cat. That would be so darling and a little bit creepy.
so darling.
Yeah, but look at that. It's brushing the other one. It's not using its tongue.
Oh no.
It's making direct eye contact with me now. That's a little creepy. That's a little sinister. Ooh. I'm not so sure about that.
Is that like a threat or?
Well, it's got a lazy eye. Maybe it's not looking at me. I can't tell. All right. No, that's the reason cats use their tongues. That's because it's the only tongue they have. It's the only thing like a tongue that they have on their body. We are able to pick up things that are like tongues with our hands. And so I don't think we need to use our mouths to do that. I don't think cats give a shit. I think that holding your cat in your lap and brushing them, I think they love the shit out of that enough that they like you just as much. So I believe that if you see someone licking their cat with a huge apparatus attached to their face, like the Rammstein,
like the Rammstein
of cat apparatuses, where instead of a flamethrower attached to your face, you just have, like if that guy from Rammstein just, instead of doing that on stage, he just started to lick a cat. Not in the sense that anybody else is, oh my God, you people are all sick, okay? I just want to say I'm ashamed of everybody right now, and I think that you should all put on a cardigan.
Go put yourself in a corner.
And change your shoes and just sit and think quietly in a nice pair of slacks. Won't you be my
nice pair. A good pair. Freshly ironed.
But I think that if that guy from Rammstein, actually he would do that as just like a protest. It would be like, he'd be like, eh? You get it? Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yuckity, yuckity, yuck, yuck.
But yeah, I think that's stupid as hell. I think that just goes to show how dumb people are when like it's that's just as dumb as that crazy chick from the ABC bakery that was on Kitchen Nightmares a couple times.
I didn't know you watched shows like that.
With that crazy cat lady who thought that she could talk to cats by just going meow 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 meow. She thought that that's how cats talk.
Or the late Wyatt has a really good cat meow. Like Everett sounds like a human trying to meow, but Wyatt can really like meow. And you're just like, what is that? Is that an actual cat?
See if he can do bird calls and stuff too. Then he could like do a whole thing. A whole scene.
I have a bird that makes a bird call. Hold on, here we go. Yeah. See, now I got my cat going.
Yeah, that sounds so natural.
Full circle.
Is that one of those birds that makes a sound when you walk past it to make it feel like you're not alone?
No, this is just a bird. You push a button. It's a.
Do you remember seeing those? I feel like those. No, before there were prescription drug commercials. I think these were the progenitors. These were like the before those were legal or precedented, they just had the little plastic birds that tweet when old people walk by them or when old people hover by them.
I'm not alone.
Yeah, there's like something something quote unquote living here, but that I don't have to remember to keep alive because I won't. It's not that I refuse to, that I'm adamantly against it. It's that I can't remember where I put my pants.
My pants. I knew it! Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, this is a slack-centric episode. Series.
Epiday. Epiday.
Yeah, I would like to get, I don't know, maybe there could be a more, like, the younger version would be a robot that blows a puff of marijuana vapor at you every time you walk by it. I feel like I could do with something like that. Like a little dancing cactus that blew a hit at you when you walked by it.
Oh.
It just started dancing. It's like,
hey, man, it's time to party.
And then blows it in your face.
And then it's got a little mouth that... Or yeah, he farts it. That could be cute if he farted you. It. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you forget to turn it off. Like, you set up, like, 20 of them around the house. Hey, and you forget to turn them off when the maid comes over.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
well, you only cleaned a third of the house, and then you ate most of what was in the fridge, but I guess I'll still pay you, because that was on me. I left all the motion-activated cactuses on.
Sorry.
And it's all cactuses that just ask you if you want to party, but then they just blow smoke in your face. They're all wearing sunglasses, and they're holding a beer.
I picture them with sunglasses, yes.
Yeah, holding a beer and possibly like throwing up the horns via their little cactus arm there.
Hey.
Yeah, or they could be doing different things.
Are you ready to party?
Yeah,
it's time to
party. Yeah, one of them is like pumping a keg. The other one is rolling a joint, you know, just lots of different activities, but they all just blow a hit in your face. Or like one of those flowers, instead of seltzer, they shoot a shot and you just have to line it up. You know, you get better. You get good at anticipating it because sweet nectar.
Sweet nectar.
You pass by and you're just like, hop, yup, just
take a shot.
That's not a bad idea.
Shot, get
one of those fancy little fountains, you know, but that shoots whiskey around instead of jets of water, so you can interrupt a jet and just stick your face in it.
Well, that makes more sense.
That would be kind of nice. That would be a nice party favor. Like, literally, think about, I wonder how far you could shoot a jet of whiskey, but if you could shoot it like 20 feet, like over a walkway, but just like in line, so that like that would be amazing. You could be just walking down the veranda, holding hands with your sweetheart, and you're like, "Hold on, one moment, my darling." Party shot! Oh, it got all over my face! Oh, shotgun!
Oh no, we have to get a napkin.
You want to make out? Oh, you're not my fiance. Whatever.
Hey, yeah. Can you get her for me when we're done?
Yeah, like, you know, later. I would like to design this fountain now that shoots shots into your face from a great distance. That would be great.
With impressive accuracy.
Yeah, there would be some sort of laser sighting where you just, like, put your mouth on the laser. Just a laser beam. It's nothing gay. It's not gay to have a laser beam in your mouth. Even if a dude is operating a laser beam, nothing gay about that. Shots, bro! That got homophotogenic. Homophobia.
Oh my gosh! You want to talk about something that's upsetting? Okay.
Sure.
Here's what.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Ah, good segue.
Homophoto.
There it is. Just give him a minute.
Okay. Yeah. It took a bit of clunking around through the old gears there. It's like a bike trying to get up a hill and just, you know, misgearing the whole time. It's like, I don't know what angle I'm going to get at this.
Keeps missing.
Ah, I got it.
Okay, so I'd heard earlier in the week that apparently there was a $15,000 Lego. They built like a life size of one of the characters from the movie Zootopia, and it was really cool. It was like the main character, Fox, and they built it out of Legos. So the cost of the Legos, the hours, the time, all that was like $15,000. And within the first hour, some kid knocked it over.
Whoa.
No joke. Shattered to the floor. So that's so shocking and sad. But then also, I read just earlier today that there was, oh no, and then someone else had like, there was like a piece of art that someone had, like $1 million, something, whatever. Like, there's video of them like defaming it or something. And then at this clock museum, it was like a multi-$1,000, whatever, really expensive old clock. And there's video of this like old lady and her older son like stop it or mess it up or break it. It's like, what the heck is wrong with people? Like, How and why? Why would anyone destroy anything? I'm left with so many questions.
I'm Googling as you're describing.
Describing.
Man who had broken and priceless clock is broken at the museum. That's That's a weird title. I'm going to look at that one next. But I'm looking at, let's see, Lego Statue Shattered, 3 days to build, smash and slay. Oh, there's got to be video of that, which I'm
there, I know, I'm sure there is. They show the beginning, that. Like what it looked like, and then the aftermath, like it just shattered on the floor. And then, like I said, there's someone, like a family or a kid, like defaced like a very expensive painting. And then again with the clock. And it's like, what the heck? Like, why would it ever? But then so random that it all happens like within like a week of each other. And it's like, are these Trump supporters yet again? Well, is this what's happening?
Like those, it's like happier versions, though, at least, of that thing where those tourists murdered that dolphin on the beach taking pictures with it. You know, see, like, that is even, that's sad. So, there's
my God, that one was so sad. Like, that one, I couldn't even stop to, like, finish reading the sentence. I was
the dolphin on the beach?
Yeah, that one to me,
because it was a very adorable dolphin.
Absolute shock. So you could get a picture or a selfie? How shameful. Like, just so... Oh! Like, there are things that I would like to do, but if in any way it were to, like, impede, like, life or breath or, like, you just say, no, no, that's not for me. Like,
Yep.
No, just don't...
This is,
You have to get that, like, tickle in your tummy. Like, no. You know what I mean?
I've got, that was, while you're talking about that, I was reviewing this, also reminded me of the kid who I guess tripped and like put a dent in some like priceless old painting too.
Yes, exactly, like, yeah.
But no, I think that the real tragedy here, I put all this on the people who built the thing. This is entirely their fault. That this is a tragedy because the only problem I see is they spent, 3 days to make it, and it was shattered within seconds. So I imagine, like, I see a picture of an Asian kid who I assume is the asshole who destroyed it because he's the only person who has a picture with it. So, and he's putting his hand on it, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So I assume that, it's like you probably shouldn't touch it at all, and, like, they probably didn't tell him, like, enough. Like, you can take a picture with it, but don't touch it in any way. So, like, first of all, They didn't build it. They didn't mourn it. Like, they didn't build it with strong enough to withstand any pressure. They didn't tell them not to touch it, I guess. But they weren't, I guess, videoing any of it. If they had videoed that, it would have been totally worth it because it would have been like one of the best things on the internet.
Yeah, you could just replay it over. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this thing that took 3 days to build. It's destroyed by some Asian asshole in seconds. Like, that would have been hilarious and gone viral, but there's no video because they weren't filming it. Like,
that's Asian. The
you're all Asian, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that one guy was Asian. I'm stereotyping and generalizing. I'm doing a lot of racist things right now. Just go with the flow. Just stop. Here he goes. I would say, so you know better. You should be videoing the shit out of this. Everybody has cameras. The hillbillies over here posting videos of them at work and shit like that. It's like, you should be videoing this. Like, at least 5 different angles of this. That's why I'm kind of disappointed. All there is photos. What the hell? And then I'm looking up, man who had broken a priceless clock is broken at the museum. That's what the title says. I don't know why. Here, we're looking at this. I'm going to turn it up even though there's no sound. Okay, so he's taking a photo of the clock.
Okay.
And, he's going to touch it.
Don't touch it.
Let's touch it. Let's touch the clock.
Don't touch it.
Yep, let's operate it. Pulling it.
No, don't touch it.
Yep. He's operated the clock.
Oh, he touched it.
That's amazing.
Why'd you do that?
And now he's touching it again.
No.
He's touching the clock again. He's touching another part of the clock. He's like, oh, this is just for me to, like, have at. Let me see how this thing works. Let me just do some exploratory. Let me just see about this. What does this piece do? What does this lever ancient clock do?
Ancient. It's older than all of my ancestors ever.
How old is this clock?
I don't know. At least 5 minutes old.
Huh?
Huh?
How many?
At least 5 minutes. I don't know.
Oh. I'm telling time for 5 minutes. I'll tell you the time, motherfucker. Oh, yeah!
Oh, no!
There it goes.
No!
I'll just hang it back up on the wall.
No, I'm just gonna hang it back up on the wall.
I'm gonna hang it back. No, okay.
I'll put it on the floor. I'm gonna go have lunch.
Pick up that piece. Pick up the piece, put it next to it. I'm gonna prop it against the wall. Okay.
Okay. Got it's all the fine. Pieces. It's fine.
Looks good.
It's fine.
Looking
fine.
Good. Okay. Woo! Hands in pockets, whistling, walking away.
Whistling, walking away.
Oh, we forgot this piece. Let me put that right there.
Okay.
Ha! See? It's on video, so it's hilarious. It's that's worth like, it.
I know. That's the other day in the pictures when we were doing the slip and slide. Marley was trying to do, she's Everett's good friend. They're going into sixth grade, and she was trying to do spins. So she was trying to spin while she was going down the slip and slide. And I was taking pictures on like multi-shot function, and she ended up totally face planting. But I got it on film. And so I'm trying to let the kids know, like, it's a good thing. Like, if it's gonna happen, let's look at it again. Like, I'm not saying that it's hilarious that it happened. I mean, it is funny, but I'm not saying it's like, yay, it happened. I'm saying if it was gonna happen, at least we captured it. That's
it's
the good
a
part.
Teachable moment, from what I can tell. Although the line is breaking up like a turd from a rabbit.
Mine is fine. What's wrong with your line?
Well, right now, I guess I'm Googling stuff, so that's what's. But they should, you know, I
quit.
Pay for. I pay exorbitant amounts monthly.
Yeah, you
for
do.
What ought to be totally what the hell useful. Okay. All right. Okay. Something started playing sounds. Anyway.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are dumb and they should probably all just stay inside and use the internet to interact with the world. I would argue.
That's better. It's better for them.
That is better.
That's better.
Much better.
Okay. Okay, I had to make sure to bring this up as well. This one was funny.
Oh,
the guy that had the speeding ticket, and he showed up with buckets of pennies, 22,000 of them to be exact, to pay his speeding ticket.
22,000 buckets or pennies, I assume.
22,000 pennies.
Is that, like,
and he pours them on the thing. I'm like,
on what thing?
On the desk where she's the lady's. There's like the glass with the little hold for her
is
to speak
in. Is that even like?
There's
real
video.
Though?
There's video. Yes.
Oh.
There's video.
See, guy pays with pennies, and hopefully this isn't like making it sprinkle.
Speeding
at some,
ticket. Yeah.
Pays parking ticket or speeding ticket?
Yep. Yeah, one of those.
Wait, Texas man pays $212 speeding ticket with pennies.
Yes.
Because it looks like there's been some people attempting this shenaniganery. Yeah.
Shenaniganery.
Well, was he speeding?
I don't know.
Let's see here. Let me read the story.
I'm not here to present
most
facts.
Of us have dreamed of ways we'd like to get revenge for fines we think are unfair.
Yes.
But one Texas man was those had made
was
those dreams a reality. Fred Sanders was going 39 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone when he pulled over and
well, that is too fast. That is too fast.
Carrying a $79.90 fine plus $132.10 in court costs for a total. Wow.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
That's where I would disagree. I was about to say, yeah, he was speeding. I mean, I guess. Like, I'll go 39 and 30 and be like, whatever. But if you get caught, you're speeding. But, yeah, $212 for 9 over, which everybody does, like, pretty much daily.
I don't. I used to, but I don't now.
Lame.
I used to when I was a teenager in college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Always. No, so, I mean, I guess, yeah, but I'm surprised that they accepted it. They accept it? Like, what do they do?
I don't know. Here's the thing. One, I think it's hilarious if you do it out of humor, but when you watch the video, a lot of them are dropping on the ground, so that's embarrassing. Like, you have to pick those up. But he, like, angrily, like, dumps it. I'm like, okay, you lost me there. You didn't have to do it angrily.
I'm at the dumping.
Yeah. Did you see the way he just, like, he, like, dumps it? And the lady's
he's doing it in protest. Okay, I get it. How many buckets is it?
Several buckets. Yeah, holy buckets. Yeah.
Yeah, most of them are going on the floor. Is it just two?
I don't know. I think it's just two.
Yeah.
I like how we're done talking. We're like talking through it. Like, this is pure entertainment.
Well,
you
see,
get to listen
again.
To us watch.
Once again, film him filming it.
Yes, again.
And then throwing up the peace sign. Yeah, no, I gotta say.
Throwing up.
Yeah, I can put this.
Link. We can link.
Now here's the phone call.
Oh, yeah.
He overpaid them, though, because he's got change coming back to him.
My favorite is your sound when you're like a little bit surprised. You're like, My favorite most genuine sound that comes out of you.
It's like their only way, their only clever response is to just count it and be like, you've got change.
You gave us too many pennies. You've got actually $2.37 change.
Whoopsie doodle, let me count it out for you.
Yeah, that's
oh my god, that's awesome.
That was you know, the way he did it. Yeah, they got pretty much they can't, like, there's nobody like officers there, so fair enough. I like how the lady was like, no, don't.
I know, she really is powerless in this situation. Oh.
Well, because of the stupid safety glass, she can't do shit.
I know, she can't. Well, even then, what would she do, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Yep.
It is true.
Yep, that's true. They could get the physical altercation.
No. No.
Yeah, well, kudos to him.
Good, okay.
Now,
it's just funny picturing him like angrily the whole time, like, oh, well, I'm gonna collect these pennies, you know, like, I think you wasted your time.
I don't know if they played it in the video how he collected it, but maybe he went to the bank and just bought a bunch of pennies.
Yeah,
all of your pennies, empty out the vault of pennies.
This is not a stick up.
The pennies are no longer safe.
I'm gonna get all your pennies.
Literally, like, actually, the pennies aren't safe.
Hashtag actually.
Totally. Like, additionally and, like, summarily.
We need to start that one instead of actually. Like, we want to keep talking, just be like, hashtag additionally. Just start that one.
Hashtag what? The phone cut out because it's awesome.
Additionally?
Yeah.
I like that. If you wanna like keep talking, additionally.
Soup's a dish.
Salad?
I'm ordering lunch now.
I am hungry.
I'll have the soups and a dish.
Here's my question. People with full beards, do they eat soup?
You don't eat ice cream as easily, I'll tell you that much. You have to start using the spoon more. Like, you really kind of cut down on your milkshake consumption and your, like, ice cream cone consumption. Like, dairy start to change in your world when you have a prodigious stash.
But, like, the whole thing. Like, when you have, like, a lot of
I don't think anything else really gets in the way. You know, most other things come in from the top. Like, it's the mustache that's really the old push broom, the old soup cooler. The old soup broom.
Yep.
Like, it's, you don't need it. It just rakes across soups and salads and beers. Yeah. And it's like, you really have to keep that, like, I don't know how much junk is in that thing. I try to keep mine trimmed and, you know.
Yeah, wow.
Relatively clean, but that's the thing you got to worry about. I mean, otherwise you can drop food in your beard and not know about it, and then it could probably start to, you know, smell bad. But
yeah, I feel like it just complicates a lot of things in life, like having that. Like, you gotta go in with a plan, you know?
Well, or I look at it from the other way, which is that you just don't feel like shaving. Ever. And you don't care. And then you forget what shaving is. Then when guys talk about razors and aftershave and stuff, and, like, you're like,
yeah,
what?
You're just
and
really
you forget.
Confused.
You're like, I, like, should be shaving, but I just don't.
Like, I get that.
Like, I actually never shave. I just use, because my hair is not that, you know, like, not that thick or dark. So I can get away with just using the little, like, trimmer, like the little, little pubic trimmers there. Which, these are pubes. I have pubes on my face. Does that offend you?
It should.
Yeah. but I just use that, and I trim just sort of to short stubble. I never really go clean shaven because I'm lazy. So I don't even really know about shaving.
You don't even know, like, what you really look like.
No, not for a while. I don't care to know either. It's probably all doughy and warty under there at this point.
Ew!
I shaved my beard.
That's not a good endorsement for yourself.
I shaved my beard like a year or a year and a half ago or something like that, and I hated it.
And did you hate it?
So I don't want to do that again. I don't like it.
I don't ever want to do that again.
I love having a beard. I identify greatly with beard.
With beard.
I has beard. I'm going to just make a shirt that just says I has, then a silhouette of a beard.
I
has beard. It's similar to my I hat my life. But it's just a picture of a baseball cap.
Kind of like the t-shirts out now with like a picture of a fox and it says, "For Fox's sake."
There you go.
It's like, oh, it's a cute little play on words.
Or they could take that one dumbass step further and do a fox like keeled over, like with its like holding its bag going, "For Fox's ache." There we go. Just taking it one step further.
We can do all the things.
Yeah, you just you bring the jokes. We'll disable them slightly with overcomplication.
And give them back to you. Because we are mom's children.
Yes, all of mom's children. That should be.
All
of mother's children. It could be like Days of Our Lives or something, but it's with a mom, a matriarch who's a pack rat.
Yeah.
So everyone's always stumbling over shit, and like, and people are getting distracted from drama by objects. Just objects of affection, not of emotion. And then people are getting carried away by balloon clusters. Oh, and people are getting clipped. You got clipped! You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, I'm not even going to explain that. But
no,
all of
we
mom's
can't.
Children. And yeah, just all of
no,
mom's
it has
things.
To be all of mother's children.
These right. are the things of our lives.
These are... They go on like the things of our lives.
The yeah. show is measured in objects, not time. And so... You are it's like 24, you know, but different.
Boop.
The show is just in relation to the amount of care given to each object and outside of time, actually.
And then worse than like, would the actual children show up and then like nobody notices?
Okay. They're like everybody but, loves Raymond style children.
Yeah.
Where they just reference them every now and then, but they're fully grown adults attempting to infiltrate the plot line. She's like, God. No, get out of here. You're not supposed to be part of this.
Okay, but this is getting a little too close to reality. It's not funny anymore.
And then the children are alienated because they can't, they're not allowed. So then they're pushed further back by the reality of the actuality of objects that are collecting in the house of lies. No, I don't think mom's a liar necessarily. Just
oh no, she's not.
Not to anybody but herself, at least.
Oh God!
Shut down.
Yeah. I don't even know what to add.
it's a perfect sentence.
Sentence.
I feel like that a bitch be crazy.
Jason!
Well, I don't know how else to put it. Okay.
Jason!
Yeah, that's me.
Jason! Oh. Also, not to be outdone, I have an Urban Dictionary.
Ah! How quaint. Urban Dictionary theme song.
I do! I had it ready! Alright. Okay. Let me find it. I had it ready.
Nice work.
Where'd it go? Oh,
this is some capital.
I got it. Okay.
Additionaling to this.
The word is dakini.
Dakini? Oh, so that's like a mankini?
It was posted by Kamikaze Kool-Aid Man.
Okay.
It's synonymous with man thong. It's a combination of dick and bikini.
I'm pretty sure that's a mankini.
Yeah. It says, Cindy said, so here's what Cindy said. Cindy said, wow, Steve does not have enough package to be rocking that dakini. Not a good move. Hashtag man, hashtag thong, hashtag nasty, hashtag bikini bottom.
It doesn't matter because he's fudge packing his dakini.
With fudge.
Yeah, maybe he's power bottoming and he's not really worried about what's up front.
I don't think he's worried about it.
He's not even worried about it. Especially in that dakini, he's not worried about nothing. Mm-mm. See, so I guess what that was, but again, I think we have a word for this. I think it's mankini, like man purse.
I know, but I think it is funny to say dakini.
Dakini. It's cute.
It's cute.
I'll give
oh,
it that.
It's cute.
Yeah. We'll cute. Say that. Oh.
No.
So cute.
This is what we do here. We do cute things.
And that is all.
Not ever inappropriate. Hardly.
Yes.
Oh, so do you have anything that you like, once you figure out this 3D printing business, even just the beginning, is there anything that you would like to build first or create, or like, are you going to use it for form and function, art? Like, what goes on in your mind?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Question answered.
All right.
I'm just gonna buy a bunch of 3D printers, and I'm gonna make this room like super cool, and I'm gonna put a bunch of printers in the room, and I'm gonna sit in the room with the printers and hope that people come and visit me in the room with the printers.
Yeah, you should come see me in my printers.
And then I won't know what they like better, the room, the printers, or me, and then I'll always be wondering, what do you like better? And then I'll secretly hate everybody.
Well, you already do that.
Yeah, I was about to say, nothing new there.
Nothing new.
And not really a secret either, so maybe I'll just start secretly. Najee. I'll try to hide my hatred. To be a proper business owner, I think you have to hide your hatred for people.
Najee! Oh my goodness. This cat.
Did she pause the feed?
No, she's trying. You'll hear it. When you hear back on the audio, she's super meowing to get into a room that nobody's in. Hold on. Ugh. You're ridiculous! No one's even in there! Cats.
That's ridiculous.
She's literally just like, it wasn't even like a, it's like, and you're just like, honestly.
She's got cat shit to do. Actually.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, casually. Casually.
Cat-shittily.
Gross. Okay, well, I think I got... I said everything. Did you?
Oh, jeez. Time flies when you're watching videos. Didn't even realize we were already all the way here at the end of the recording.
Oh.
Huh. Oh. Well, imagine that. And it's good that we had Najee to really, you know, just break everything up and really...
Yeah, we were almost getting somewhere.
it's like a party that ends with, like, an asshole coming there and making everybody just like, oh...
Yeah, like a party that ends and someone turns on the lights.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, damn it. Now I gotta remember the party like this. Yeah,
it didn't end cool.
Well, maybe someday in the past they will have invented a technology to change what is recorded. But until that day that has come... is in the history books where it is, then I will be able, I have the capability of, I could edit this out if I want to, but I probably
capability.
Won't. Capability. No, just leave us in here. And,
oh my gosh, Dad's birthday's in 2 days. Did you know that?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it the 7th?
The 8th.
The 8th? Wasn't it the 5th today?
Today's the 6th.
Today's the 5th.
No, what's the 6th?
Try again.
No, it's the 7th?
No, I think it's the 8th.
Oh, today's the 5th. Today's the 5th. So 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So
I had the wrong calendar on my phone. I downloaded a calendar from my phone, but I did it wrong.
Save the day.
Wait, the 1st is on a... Hold on. The 1st of June. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know if it's... all I know is Dad's birthday is on the 8th, which is, I think, in 3 days. And soon it'll be 2 days, and then
after that... Yeah, and then it will be... Yeah, it'll be...
I presume 500... What? No, 1 day. Yes!